With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Some new developments coming out of the situation in the Middle East today. It's now reported 30 Americans are dead, 13 more are missing. Elsewhere, reports say that 90 Americans have been successfully flown out of Israel today. In the meantime, Israeli Defense Forces Lieutenant Colonel Peter Lerner says Hezbollah fighters in Lebanon and Israeli troops have exchanged heavy fire.
I would highly recommend that Hezbollah watch very closely what is happening to Hamas and their organization in Gaza as we speak. If they have, they should be very cautious of crossing that threshold, because we are determined to defend the state of Israel.
That audio courtesy of ABC News This Week with George Stephanopoulos. Also at SRNNews.com, New York bidding to put new controls on social media platforms that state leaders say they will protect the mental health of younger users. Here's correspondent Jeremy House.
Governor Kathy Hochul and State Attorney General Letitia James announced legislation that would restrict the ways online platforms like Instagram and YouTube can collect and share children's personal data. The legislation would also let parents opt their kids out of getting feeds curated by an algorithm and instead offer content from users they already follow. Supporters say the bills are aimed at protecting children from features that keep them endlessly scrolling and endanger their mental health. Jeremy House reporting.
Poland elections today, a result a bit off center. An exit poll says the governing Law and Justice Party won most of the votes, but the party did lose support compared to the last election. This is SRN News. Human rights activists are calling out Turkey.
Alliance Defending Freedom International held a recent panel discussion in Poland that focused on the persecution of Christians in Turkey. ADF spokesman Lydia Reeder says, quote, "The government in Ankara is actively stifling the Christian faith. This is a particularly bitter pill to swallow, given the ancient presence of Christians in the country. Shortly after Christ's resurrection, Christian believers first took the gospel into Turkey." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Winner of the Miss Portugal pageant isn't a woman, he's a guy. The 28-year-old male living as a female won the title this month and will now move on to compete in the Miss Universe crown. In fact, Miss Portugal's not the only guy who won a woman's beauty pageant this year. Miss Netherlands is a male. Also, the representative from Puerto Rico is a male. This is SRN News. Some scary moments last night at the State Fair of Texas in Dallas following a shooting.
Dallas police responded to a report of a shooting at the fair's food court around 7:45, where they determined one man fired at another man, resulting in three victims being shot and sustaining non-life-threatening injuries. A suspect fled the scene but was quickly located and arrested. Meanwhile, a gun believed to have been used in the shooting was also found. Ron DeRockstra reporting.
Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry winning that state's governor's seat, fending off a crowded field of candidates. The Republican, who is backed by former President Donald Trump, avoided a runoff by receiving more than 50% of the votes, winning the election outright. Veteran actress Suzanne Somers is dead at the age of 76. She had been battling breast cancer many years. More details at SRNNews.com.